This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Annyeonghaseyo.
Korean culture is everywhere right now.
On your screen, in your playlist, and probably on your dinner table too.
You're listening to K-Talk on ORFM.
Your no pressure, all fun dive into Korean culture with Gen Z's.
Good evening, guys.
Good evening.
We're back. Ursula and myself are here to talk about food today. Mostly food. Food and lifestyle in Korean. We're going to talk about our favourite foods and our food obsessions and maybe a bit about what we've tried to actually cook ourselves with varying success.
Yeah.
And we've also, Ursula's just found out that Stray Kids is doing a world tour.
I haven't just found out. I've been all over this since the start, all right? Don't you worry. I'm up to date with where they're at.
So I think we might have a bit to talk about there too.
Cool.
But to start, we want to talk about, so we've got some sections. We want to talk about like convenience stores in Korea because they have much better stores than us. We want to talk about some cafe culture and foods that we want to try from K-drama. And also, I want to mention that I think Korean food is the best and healthy and amazing.
Again, so, you aren't a scientist.
Exactly.
No one takes that word as biblical. but, you know, in saying that, you probably, like, if we look majority-wise and we look what's in it and we break it down from that point of view, you're kind of onto something there,
right? I think they have, like, they're doing something right. I don't know what it is.
I mean, generically, from what I've seen, and I mean, this is very generic and very based off, not factual at all right? Don't fact check me, no one.
Factual, guys.
They are very petite, right?
They are.
Right, majority of Koreans.
They're doing something
are in good
right.
shape.
They must be.
Oh, see, I can't say it on the air, really. I mean, let me word my way around this. I think all the spice must go through them very fast.
I mean, we've got to make assumptions of what we can see.
I mean, yeah, that's my nice way of putting it.
Yeah, yeah. See, I think they have some, like, crazy viral, like, deep-fried everything, sugar all over. You know how they have the corn dog with sugar and everything? And it's like, are we eating that all the time? Because it doesn't look like it, but...
And then, you know, when we see it in the K-drama and they eat and I think, no. No.
Oh, yeah.
You don't do that every day. Don't lie to me because no one looks like that and eats it every day, right?
It's the same as waking up looking perfect.
It's
like the same thing.
Yeah,
it's like you can eat the fried chicken 3 meals a day and then it's like, oh, but you're still the same. You're very skinny. I don't know how that's humanly possible. But
genuinely jealous. Like, let's just not even go down that road too far.
But I think the most exciting thing about Korean food is probably the convenience stores.
Right?
This is something we have to do when we're there.
I agree. And I can't tell you how many videos I watch of people buying food. Isn't that ridiculous? This is how I spend my pastime. Watching other people buy food is ridiculous, but I'm curious. Like,
me too.
I'm piqued, you know, my interest is there. Like, I'm talking about kind of the pulled up noodles, the cheese, and, you know,
and the, like, for the noodles, first of all, the selection.
Okay, true, yeah.
And then also, you can cook them there, in the store, and eat them there.
And there's a place in Auckland that does it, because I want to go.
Like a convenience store?
I think it's like kind of meant to be like imitating that kind of experience.
Yeah.
Right? And I've seen it, and I think, oh, I really wish we had something like that here. The thing is, I don't know how big it would be here.
I don't either. Maybe with uni...
Uni, I like that's where I see it being popular, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, everyone broke.
Yeah.
Everyone's studying and broke, unless mummy and dad's got money. I mean, good for
that's
you.
That's true, that's
I
true.
Mean, good luck.
Well, I used that money on the international course, but...
Yeah, but, you know, in saying that, yeah, I mean, I would love that. And the thing is though, if we're talking, and I think a lot of people would probably, who are probably Korean, will notice the difference as well. Mm. Is that a lot of our places shut really early and we've got really horrible opening times.
I hate this.
Yes.
I wanted to bring this up instantly as well.
Yeah,
like,
right?
If we talk about the comparison of convenience stores there and here, why are we shut at like 9, 10?
8:30 sometimes. It's ridiculous. Like, I, you know, I would love to go and get a bowl of noodles at 10 o'clock at night. If you know,
let's go at 3 a.m.
Yeah, right. Like, you know, if I've had a lot to drink, I want to be able to go out and have something like that, and not a giant Turkish kebab or
for like
McDonald's. It's like, you know, I want something that I can just go and eat real quick. That's and like cheap. Right.
Emphasis on cheap. Have you seen the prices at some of ours?
Right.
It's like more expensive than the supermarket.
Okay, that's true, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So,
but that's, let's not go down that path of money.
Yeah.
Okay, that leads into a lot of things, but
there's a lot, like the iced coffee.
Right, but then if you go to Korea, right, they're open for convenience. And I mean, I don't
know. Convenience store.
Right, convenience store, this is what they're called. This is what they're for. And like, I watch, and I mean, this is a TikTok fact, so let's just put that out there. TikTok facts, I don't know how true, right? But I was watching
Always so true.
I know. Yeah, that's very factual. I was watching this Korean TikToker, this influencer, and it was a comparison on their experience living in New Zealand, right? And so they're a Korean in New Zealand, and they were saying themselves, right?
Yeah.
They have the convenience of even their dentist are open late, so you can go after work. And whereas in New Zealand, you've got to take time out of work to go and do these things, especially if you're like a Monday to Friday gig.
Yeah, no, that's so true.
Nothing.
We haven't worked that out yet. Actually, there's something funny.
I don't think we're ever going to.
There's something funny that I did. I actually asked ChatGPT to compare convenience stores here and in Korea.
Yeah, here we go.
And what do you think it ranked out of 10?
Yeah,
I did this all, like, I barely prompted this.
Okay, let's hear. I will do my best.
Out of 10, what did it rate Korean, and what did it rate New Zealand convenience stores?
I want to say Korean because it's ChatGPT, and, you know, it's literally an artificial intelligence.
It's all artificial.
It's not very
realistic. This is not opinion-based, but this is what it's
said. It's not even technically factual, if you want to put it that way. This is literally artificial intelligence. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and say it says at least a 9.
It said
9 out of 10 for Korean, right?
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
10 out
right,
of 10.
Right, it literally, because they've got it right with convenience. That is what it's for, right?
Yeah.
New Zealand, I literally want to put all the way down to like 6, maybe even 5.
You'll be shocked.
It's lower?
4. This is ChatGPT.
You know, I'm not even surprised.
I didn't make it biased or anything.
I was literally
like,
being nice with my score as well.
I mean,
I was like, let's be nice about it. I mean, we're probably not that bad. No, we sit at 4 according to ChatGPT.
It's really funny because it ranked everything. So it broke it down. Snacks is like 10 out of 10 again in Korea, 7 out of 10 for us. But the one thing that it gave us extra points on is local charm. So we're a 9 out of 10.
Okay, local charm. Is this talking to Dunedin convenience or all of New Zealand?
I think it's New Zealand. And okay. I'm like,
and have you, I mean, local charm, I've walked into some dairies. If we're talking like haven't been updated since the 1800s, sure.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we haven't had a paint job since then. Yeah, I know a few
stores
like that.
It's a wee bit of charm.
There's some charm, right? Maybe, if you're into that. You know, that's just tragic, actually. I'm so just disappointed.
It is, right?
That's disappointing.
2 out of 10 for social atmosphere.
To be fair, though, is there a reason why New Zealand doesn't? There can't be demand for it.
There can't be.
Our population's tiny.
Yeah.
Really, in comparison. I mean, we were talking to, and a lot of you who did used to listen to K-Talk, and Kehoe used to be the co-host.
Yes.
We were talking to Kehoe, and literally, what was he saying? Like, we were talking about the size of the population of, Jeju alone?
Yes.
Yeah. And it,
comparable to the South Island of
New
Zealand?
Something like that.
About a million? Something? I could be wrong,
not
but
even.
Something.
The point is,
we were shocked.
We were shocked, and it was like, you could probably fit almost like 100 New Zealands, and maybe, you know.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. Like, we're just so tiny, and I do think our population is really the cause of why we don't have all that stuff, because the demand isn't there.
Yeah, it must be like the density of the city.
Right.
You know how they're on every block in Korea?
Wow, is it? Yeah, true.
Not that I've seen. But
it definitely looks that way.
Yeah, it looks like they're everywhere.
Definitely seems that way. And that's right. They seem convenient. Conveniently placed. Conveniently open. Like, oh.
Available all the time. They've got seating.
Food
we often seating. Don't have anywhere to sit. Because you're expected to take it all away and, like, you know.
I think, no, but then, I mean, if we were going to go down in the nitty-gritty, right, and this is me, and I'm not defending New Zealand, I definitely agree. Korea has much better convenience stores from what I've seen.
Yeah.
But nitty gritty, we've just got so many kind of laws and like kind of policies. Like, I know if you've got seating, you've got to have toilet in a lot of places based on how much you've got and all that stuff. So, like, I think that's when that comes into a lot of factors for a lot of local places in Dunedin.
That's true, actually.
Yeah. I'm not trying to bore you guys, this Gen Z, but, you know, sorry. We're going to, a little sidetrack.
You're trying to say we would be better if we could.
We would be better if we could and we had probably demand for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. I want to ask you something now, food related.
I'm scared.
What do you want to eat the most that you've seen from K-drama?
Hot dog.
Hot dog.
Hot dog.
Yeah.
I want to eat it so bad. I'm going to make it. I'm actually going to give it a go and make this. And to be honest, your face says like, oh, why are you trying? Because I'm not as bad a cook as you, Will.
No.
Yeah.
But I have made this one.
Yes. And so that means I can definitely do it.
Exactly.
It means I should.
And it means I need to be invited over to try.
Maybe today, if you're lucky, if I'm in a good mood.
Can't wait.
We'll wait to hear what you say about Strikers.
Yeah.
You diss my boys. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I would never.
But anyway, carrying on. So, like...
What else?
There's the convenience stores that are 24/7, and this is just amazing. And then, like, if we go into the food in these convenience stores...
Yeah.
Boiled eggs.
Yes.
Right? Slices of cheese. Like, one cheese stick and all that stuff. I see all the toppings and stuff that you can add.
It's got everything.
It's literally amazing.
Lots of fresh.
Is it fresh?
Fresh.
Do you know that?
I don't want to say fresh, but like ready meals, I guess. Like there's whole meals. There's whole.
You can make a whole dish.
Ingredients
out of it.
And sides and like you can have lunch or dinner.
It's not like a snack. It's more like a meal.
Yeah.
It's like a decent meal to get you through to the next meal.
Like the best we have is like a pie or a sandwich.
Right. That's how I would actually, great comparison there, right?
Yeah.
I would say that would be like the equivalent of just eating a pie, kind of like it could be a meal or it can be kind of like something like a filler till your next proper
it is.
Meal.
It's
right?
kind of that awkward in between of it like is. A whole meal and a. Almost a snack, but...
Depends on the person. Some people might be thinking we're some big backs here sitting here.
Yeah.
Like, I am. I'm not going to deny it.
We do like our food. Yeah. We're talking about food now.
Yeah, right? Okay. And then, obviously, like, they've got things like the banana chips, and then there's the turtle chips, which are the churro and
snacks.
The corn.
The snack selection.
Snacks.
It's insane.
I'm jealous.
I mean, you know my favourite. Do you remember? I think you might have said it already.
I think I do.
Turtle chip.
Oh, my right. Favorite. Yeah, no, I did know that. Yeah.
Like, when I discovered this, I was like, oh, Korea has the best snacks ever.
Who introduced you to that, might I ask?
I found it first.
I found it first.
What did you...
We worked in a supermarket, just for those who don't know.
We did
work in a supermarket. So soon as these came in, we were kind of like,
that was
what
our favorite
is this? This is amazing.
Because they had more flavors than I knew. Mm. That was the exciting part. It's like, I'd had the best flavor, the chocolate, the cinnamon.
Yeah.
But then they had
they
other ones.
Good.
Oh, they're so
what do you
good.
Think my favorite snack is then, if you're going to challenge me like that?
Oh, I think
on.
I know.
Do
is
you?
It the pokey?
No.
I know you love them.
I do love them. I do love them. And there's only one reason why I love them.
Oh, is that the one that Stray Kids is on?
Oh, gosh, that's so embarrassing. I'm such a fangirl. Oh, it's yuck, but I can't help myself. Right. Yeah, I do love the Pocky, but come on.
Is it the...
I mean, let them keep guessing. How long? We could spend a whole show, guys.
You know,
do you want to hear the next 10 minutes
the ice cream?
Of them? Oh, I do love the fish ice
yeah,
cream.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, stop.
What's your favourite? Honey butter chips?
Do you know what's funny? I actually don't know. I'm testing you on something I don't even know.
I'll just say the ones I like.
Let's hear. Keep going. No, I don't really know. I do just eat so, like, different amounts of it and different types.
Yeah.
And, like, I kind of give
Depends
everything a go.
Like.
If I see something new, especially in my Asian supermarket, like, I'm like, trying that today. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple of misses.
Like?
I know you didn't love the shrimp chips.
Oh, yeah, no. Prawn crackers, though. Which I don't think they're Korean. I don't know where they're from, but I'm in love with them things. They are like, I can't say it, but they are amazing. They are so addictive.
Must be good.
They are so addictive. But, okay, we're talking things we don't like, and I've brought it up before.
Yes.
And you know this.
I know it.
What do I hate?
It's the fish. cake.
Mm, can't stand it. It's not for disgusting. You. How do you say hate again? Is it? Oh, no, dislike. It's like shim-shimia or something like that. Shim-shimia.
Oh, gosh.
Is it shim-shimia?
Shim-shim?
Shim-shim.
I think that's bored.
Oh, actually, no, you might be right.
Oh, hope you're not shim-shimia.
Nah. I'm here. No. I can't remember. I feel like it was like shway or something like that.
It's like you know close, what? But I'm not going to try.
There's probably a lot of people laughing at me right now at home, so I'm just going to stop trying. Let's try and not say that. Carrying on, though, other weird snacks. What do you not like?
Okay, so this might be controversial because I don't think we've talked about it, but do you know the choco pies?
Yeah.
I don't love them.
It's the cream.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, fake. You know, and this might be speaking for me alone, right? But for those of you who either live in Dunedin, I don't know if the whole of New Zealand's the same. I think we're pretty much the same, though, really. Don't know about the North Island, though, but we're pretty much all the same, right? But
yeah,
we use a lot of fresh cream in our products.
Oh.
Generally speaking. I mean, I'm not saying everything, but generally we use fresh. I don't like mock cream. It's disgusting. It's so oily. I hate it.
We've grown up with real cream.
Yeah.
And fresh. We know when it's not fresh.
Yeah. And I think like, and it was like, I tried my first Twinkie for the first time, and it's American, obviously. We're just going, it's a little side road, side quest. I tried my first Twinkie for the first time, and I think it was like a month or two ago. It was feral. I don't understand the hype. It's literally just sugar and mock cream. It's disgusting.
That's right.
It's got no flavour, really. It's just sweetness.
Yeah.
Like, I could eat a few teaspoons of sugar. I don't really know if I'd know the difference. I mean, that's a lie, but, like, you know what I mean. Like, it's seriously, like, I'm missing kind of...
Nothing special, yeah.
You know, if I want a vanilla sponge cake... I would quite happily walk into either a bakery or a local supermarket. Or
make one at home.
Make one at home, you know, and have...
Put some fresh cream.
Fresh cream. I get why they do it, though, because fresh cream, obviously, you know, it goes off within a matter of days, kind of.
True, yeah.
You know, they have to use mock cream. I just wouldn't have gone down that route. I just wouldn't have even bothered. Me too. But, you know, obviously people love them.
Yeah, they
people
do.
People love them because everyone eats them, right? And they sell everywhere. So, I mean, maybe we're just snobs.
They do have some amazing ice cream products, though.
Oh,
like those, lots of frozen stuff, you
the
know.
The pouch ice cream. Remember I tried the lemon sorbet pouch ice cream?
Oh,
obsessed.
I like all the matcha ones, matcha ice cream.
The there soda one.
Japanese, I don't know.
The soda one I showed you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah you got me so on that. Good. The blue one.
Yeah.
This is, okay, I hope... If you're in Dunedin, okay, they I can't find them anymore, and I'm kind of panicking. But all the Asian supermarkets have got rid of them, and I know because I've looked. But maybe the rest of New Zealand might have them. But there's this blue one, and I think it's called soda flavor, and it's like in a plastic outer, like a ruffled kind of plastic.
You kind of squeeze
it. And then inside, it's got tiny, like, it's like a bottle, and then, it's delicious.
Oh,
you have to try it. It's
that
so
was amazing.
Good. I told you, right?
Yeah.
It was my favourite. I get people hooked on these snacks. It's like my partner, right? Didn't like the fish. Didn't like the
ice cream?
The ice cream fish. Didn't even try it.
Oh.
Tried one for the first time, and I'm talking like a couple of weeks ago, and I've been buying them for like in the last year, right? And now I'm obsessed with them.
This is the Salmon Co. one?
Yeah, the Salmon Co. one, right? He tried it for the first time. I'm talking like a week or two ago, and was like, I'm obsessed with these. And he ate the whole box, and I was like, excuse me, you're the one that sat there and like turned your nose up and was like, oh no, that looks disgusting. It's, tried one for the first time and is hooked on it. And I'm like,
it's
okay.
Kind of funny. Like, why are they fish for a start? I don't know. But like, they are amazing. Once you try it, there's no going back.
Right.
Like, we have good ice cream here that competes with us.
Wait, no, we do. Okay. Yeah. And that's fair. And then I guess, we tried some weird Korean snack foods like not long ago, which the shrimp chip thing, ugh, yuck, not into that. What was the other one, the honey chip?
The honey one, it's very strong.
I was conflicted.
Yeah, conflicted. That's a good word for it.
Butter, honey.
Honey butter.
It's just not what I want on a chip, really, I feel like.
We do have pretty good chips here.
Yeah, we do, actually.
We have a good range.
We do have a good range.
You'll find something you like in the aisle.
Yeah, I'm sure. Anyway. Well,
yes.
I want to talk Stray Kids now.
Go for it.
We've got a little bit of time left, and I really want to talk Strays.
What's your update?
Strays are doing a world tour. Oh, I'm so excited.
Because we talked about the BTS tour last time.
Right, we did. And
because like, they're coming here, exciting. We have to go.
Obviously. But Stray Kids won't come to New Zealand.
Of course, if they did, we would go.
I'm going to go to Australia and see them. I don't care. But the thing is, they don't have a tour date for Australia. I don't even know if they're going to go. And I'm like, I'm a little heartbroken. I'm quite heartbroken.
Oh, we don't even know.
And they just brought out, yeah, I know. And I'm like, I'm waiting because I've seen kind of like some teasers that Strays might go to Australia, which two of the members, right, originally were born and raised, but they definitely were raised in Australia, right? And I'm hoping they're going to go because I am on that plane. I am there. I am front row. I'm going to try and touch people if I can, you know, on the stage. If I can touch a foot, I will be happy. If I get sweat on me, I will be happy.
Yeah.
If someone, like, high-fives my hand, I'm not washing it. Like,
no.
I'm so excited. I really want to go.
You could do the whole sign this and then you get it tattooed.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. No. Probably not, yeah. I mean, I was looking at tattoo ideas for Stray Kids.
Oh. She's committed, guys.
I am a little. But, like, am I going to regret it? Probably. But do I care? Not really. Live life, no regrets. No.
Don't get a tattoo.
I'll get no regrets. R's backwards. No, I'm just kidding.
Iconic. Everyone in New Zealand knows what you're talking about.
Everyone knows what it is. I think everyone in the world knows what I'm on about.
Yeah, I think they do.
But, like, no, I do. I have been looking, like, more into this. And, like, if I do come to Aussie and if I get a confirmation of that, I am booking my tickets. I am there. I'm going to be there.
Okay. What if they don't?
I'm going to cry. But that's okay.
What's the next closest?
I think I was looking at all the tours that they've got, right? A lot of it is around Asia.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll go to, like, Singapore.
Why do they hate me? That's the problem.
Yeah.
Like, why can't they just
We're
do just this
too
for
far.
Me? It's a shame, actually. I'm actually quite disappointed. I hope they go to Aussie because at least I'll fly over to that one.
Surely. At least a show.
You'll come, right?
Okay.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are showmen. They're amazing. There's a new song, right? And my stay fans, right? I hope you were listening, right? I hope I've got someone out there. Yeah. I hope that I'm reaching out to someone here. They've made a new song. It's called Run It. It's amazing. It's so good. And the music video, I mean, Stays are known. Like, Stray Kids are known. They're known for, like, the extreme and, like, the, like...
Yeah.
Oh, everything that goes into it. I'm trying to think of the name of everything, but I can't. I was going to say, like, flames and fire, but... Does that even make sense to people?
Production.
What's it called?
The dramatics. Effects.
Effects. No, yeah. That will work. That word would do.
Yeah.
English is not on my radar. I think I had maybe like 2 hours sleep last night.
Doing right. Well.
I feel like I'm functioning all right today, but I think I'm in a real stupid mood, so.
You know what? Stray Kids is on your mind. You can't get it off.
I think that's why I'm fixated on them, you know, yeah. Like half asleep, probably dreaming about them still. Like, just kidding.
So we had a little conversation before this podcast because now both Stray Kids and BTS have a song called Run. Is it Run?
Oh, and it's called Run It.
Yeah, I think...
yeah, Run It.
The BTS one is Run something.
I mean, and obviously the Stray one's better.
Immediately I was like, oh, good luck beating that. And then and then you played it.
Yeah, I did.
I love dramatic music. It's amazing. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. And I think it's the better one.
It's good. Honestly, guys, look it up. Look up Stray Kids and then it's called Run It.
Run It.
And... do them justice. You got to watch the music video and the art that goes into this as well. They put so much effort into it. I mean, I'm not saying BTS don't. I'm just saying I'm more invested with Stray.
Yeah.
You know, I'm...
And you were saying they produced it too.
Yeah, so Bang Chang does a lot of the production himself as well, I think. Pretty sure. But yeah, he does a lot of production. And, like, a lot of them have done solo songs too.
Like... themselves, like,
yeah, they've done solo like songs, not production wise, but like they've sung their own songs. I don't know how far, I haven't gone that depth into it yet, but like, yeah, they sing their kind of own songs, and also they break off into like twos and threes and kind of do
they
like
have
songs.
Subunits too,
yeah. So they like kind of do like
K-pop's so interesting
rhythm.
For that,
and like
when Western groups have a soloist, they leave the band.
Yeah,
more often than
so
not,
true,
they're
actually.
Like gone.
Actually, no, wait, hold up. And, like, I might be just Bit of an old soul here talking. But you know, there's Foo Fighters, and I'm sure everyone's got to know Foo Fighters. They're quite big. I'm going to butcher his name right now. I want to say David, but that's not it, is it? It
doesn't sound hard to say.
No, because I think I've got the wrong person is my problem. Uh-huh. Dave Grohl's? I think that's his name.
I wouldn't know.
He's in like 3 or 4 different bands. He's the drummer, the lead singer in one band, really? Drummer in another band, the guitarist in another one. He does everything.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Do you know? Yeah. I think Will's not invested enough in music.
What I was thinking of was One Direction.
Oh.
You know the guy left? Yeah, okay, that's why you were like, oh, yeah, break up. Try to be better than the whole band themselves, you know?
Yeah, but I think like Zayn went out on his own and so did Harry. And I think, is that it?
Yeah, and then they disband because they all want solo. It's like the solo starts after disbandment. But I think it's cool that Stray Kids is doing that. And I know they do that a lot in K-pop.
But, like, they still perform together as a group.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, it's still them, but the whole goal is their group, right?
It's like they have the group, the subunits, and the solo.
Yeah. I love Stray, and I'm so excited that I'm praying that they're going to come to Australia because it would just be my dream come true.
I'm sure they will. And I'm sure we'll talk about it more next time.
We will. Speaking of next time, I think we're going to go down the rabbit hole of probably more K-pop and maybe a little more K-drama, and we're just going to go
to some K-drama updates.
We do have K-drama updates, and we've probably got some new areas that we're going to go into
now. Movies eventually.
We've got some movies we can talk about, actually, talking about that. Yeah, we do. But all right, thank you so much for today, guys, and I'm so glad that you're still listening to us. We haven't bored you to death. Kansamnida. All right, thanks.
You can catch more episodes of K-Talk on your favourite podcast platforms.
Whether you're deep into K-pop, K-dramas, food, or just curious about the Korean culture, we're all figuring out as we go.
Stay curious, stay open, and don't take it too seriously.
We'll see you in the next episode.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.